What did you do in the offseason to get ready?
I went to go train with my college coach. He's at University of Kentucky now, so it's cool. Other guys, you know, Lance Briggs and Mike Thomas, guys I went to school with, we're all there. And he knows my body better than everybody, so I go work with him, and he can tell me what I need to improve on, and I trust him. And he's not a yes man. You know, you go work out in offseason, and you tell people, you know, I don't want to do it, and they're okay with it, but, you know, he's on me because we have a personal connection. So
his name is?
Corey Edmond.
Okay. Is he a DB coach?
Or? He's a strength condition coach, the head coach.
Mm-hmm. When you're out there, I mean, are you sitting there saying, I'm in playing with the ones now, I want to stay there?
Not necessarily. When I'm in, it's just whenever I'm in, I'm not really focused on that. I'm just trying to, you know what the defense call is. Try to figure out what the offense formation is and just focus on trying to, you know, make a play for the team.
I mean, with this defense, I mean, how much pressure is on the cornerbacks to cover one-on-one?
It varies, you know, but there are times when it's a lot of pressure on the corner and it's some when it's not. But, you know, you can't look at it that way. You got to think of every play like it's all the pressure's on you. So you got to just do your job. And coach always talks about do your job plus. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Go back to your strength and conditioning coach. You know, he had to have made a huge impression on you. You're going back there now. And, you know, a lot of coaches say that they're just the most important system on the team because they're the only ones who deal with every single player.
Right. He's the only man that I trust with my body who can tell me what I need to do, you know, to get better, like, physically wise. So he's the only one I trust. So every year I'll go find him wherever he's at. That's where I'm going.
What did he tell you to work on this year?
This year he just told me to work on, you know, come out of my break some more acceleration, and that way I can put myself in position to make a play. And, you know, I know he teased me because I dropped the pick in the game, and he was the first text I saw, like, you got to catch that one. Like, it wasn't about the interception, it was about the one I missed, and that's what I love about him.
The play at the end of the practice yesterday, what happened? It seemed like you were right there. That one of those unfortunate things, Bennett let you know he got you, or what?
No, I got the interception, and I just kind of landed awkward, so I just kind of, it was just funny. But, you know, he ended up being there, too, to, you know, finish out the series and get us off the field.
Stolen from you?
No, I wouldn't see it as that, just an assist. I see it as an assist.
With the way you guys are competing in practice, I mean, obviously you've talked about that competition. Is it just a matter, I mean, a play like that shows the coaches even more so of, you know, how much you want to be in it?
Yeah, I think because, you know, Odell made the catch before, and, you know, like I said earlier, I was mad about that, and I wanted to get the ball back, and I figured he's going to try me again, and they did, and we made a play on the ball and got to stop him from scoring. And, you know, that's an important thing is just come back and make them pay.
Odell's done that to a lot of corners in such a short time in this league when he makes that play. Is there a frustration part of it?
No frustration. It's just good competitive. And I watched the film. I know what I need to do next time. So I'm going to give it a shot today, hopefully.
What's that?
I don't want to, you know, give him out like that. I just want to show it, you know, just see what I can do best.
Watching that tape, though, I mean, were you in good position?
I
mean,
did you I was in good position. We were just in a defense where a two-man and the safety's over the top, so I'm the trail man, and I just got to make the ball float high, and Eli threw a perfect pass, and Odell, you know, he's Odell. So I just got to do a better job of fighting him and getting that ball out.
Bennett talked yesterday the idea of how the coaches just are preaching, you know, be aggressive, that aggression can cover up mistakes. You kind of embody that, you think?
I do. You know, you be aggressive and, you know, don't be afraid to play. And but play with your technique as well, because if you're aggressive with technique, then, you know, great things can happen for you other than being aggressive without technique and, you know, you're just busting coverages. You know, so.
You find guys in your position who might be afraid to go after it a little bit. Like we talked yesterday, you don't seem to have that fear.
Yeah, you know, It's a hard thing, you know, where you're afraid to, you know, you see a route, do I jump it or do I not, because I might get double moved, and, you know, stuff happens. But, you know, you play the technique, and if you trust yourself and you believe it, and just go. And then, you know next time that they're going to be waiting to double move you, so at least you can, you know, jump the first one and be conscious, I guess, you know.